Thanks for coming, Joe.
What was the key to getting that early start?
Just put Point Cooch and Johnny out. You know, they've been playing really, really well since they've been together and creating a lot of offense, and extremely big test tonight to go against, you know, that big line they've got of, you know, world-class players, and did a great job, kind of set the tone of the game for us.
What did make you put them together when you were mixing up the lines?
I don't, you know, I've been doing this for 6 years with this group, and it's you got a pretty good feel for the guys and who, when, you know, it's rare in 82 games that lines ever stick together, even the best of the best, and as a coach, you're just putting guys in a position to succeed so your team has success, and so far that's what's happened.
Maybe those back-to-back kills there, it seems like they were kind of pushing a little bit and trying to get some momentum.
Well, it's, I mean, the last 11 minutes of the game, we were short for 7 of them. It, really. You know, the 2 penalties and then 3 minutes of a goalie pull. And so, you know, it's tough when you're killing like that. And I thought the boys weathered the storm. And that was, you know, obviously their biggest push of the game was right there. And, you know, before the first 50 minutes before we took those penalties, we hadn't really given them anything. And we played well. It's just tough when you're short the whole time. But when we broke down, Louis saved us, and it was great.
So we talked a lot about during that stretch.
Wow, late walk in and jump right in.
Yeah, radio was good to us. Well, we talked a lot about when you guys were giving up the first goal in a bit of a stretch. Down, this is 3 straight games. You scored first. Twice you've done in the opening minute. How does that just kind of change the complexion of the game?
Well, you're just not chasing the game. That's the big thing. And I understand that, you know, all the questions are like, well, you keep giving up the first goal, you keep giving up the first goal. Well, sometimes we've deserved to give up the first goal. A lot of times we haven't. It's just happened. And now we're scoring the first goal. It's going to happen. So, you know, I'm more looking like, are we getting hemmed in our zone the whole time? Is this what's going on? And, you know, has it happened? Yes, but most nights it doesn't. And so, but when you do score first, you know, the pressure's on them. And, you know, we scored early, so there was still a lot of game left. But, you know, for us to get, you know, 1, 2, 3 the way we did, now you're really chasing it. And so we, you know, it's much better to play with the lead like that than come back from it and we protected it.
Cooch, good to see Chernak get a couple helpers tonight. What's impressed you most about his performance?
Big, strong, can skate, handles any size guy in the league down low, and he's just, you know, learning to play the game in the NHL. And you know, it's obviously tough having Strowman out, especially for this long, but he's done a great job in this place. Good.
Thanks, Duke. Day off tomorrow.